USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Astroworld concert on Friday night in Houston, which caused a stampede which killed 8 people, is under close investigation now. The FBI is in on it. Meanwhile, over 24 lawsuits have been filed against rapper Travis Scott, a co-performer at the event, Drake, and Astroworld organizers and promoters. One of those to be suing them is Jonathan Espinoza, who says there were a lot of problems. For one thing, he says he expected, after being a paying customer, that there'd be more emergency facilities on hand should they have been needed.
Medics, not medics who don't even know what CPR is, go to say they had one AED out of the whole festival for 50,000 people. This is ridiculous.
After 28 years with NBC and MSNBC, Brian Williams is leaving the network at the end of this year. And this is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
President Biden making remarks before the Democratic National Committee on Tuesday. The president saying Democrats must stay united ahead of the 2022 midterm elections.
We need to remember what got us to the White House in the first place. We won in 2020 as a unified party, maybe more unified than ever. Now, as we look at 2022, we need to stay unified. We need to remember that the American people sent us here to deliver, to make their lives better.
Republicans see the midterms as a potential referendum on the Biden administration, especially when it comes to its handling of the economy. AAA predicting Thanksgiving travel this year will return to pre-pandemic levels, as more than 53 million Americans are expected to be on the move, a 13% hike over last year. It comes as the national average gasoline price is up at $3.42 a gallon. That's 15 cents higher than last month. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Get your COVID booster shots before the holidays is what the National Institutes of Health Director Dr. Francis Collins is now telling Americans. Collins saying the booster dose will help prevent breakthrough cases as people travel to see family and friends over the holidays. Boosters are available in the U.S. for Pfizer or Moderna recipients 65 years of age and older, also those at high risk or those working on the front lines in nursing homes, hospitals, and other essential services. Meanwhile, Pfizer is seeking emergency authorization for everyone to get its vaccine as a booster shot. The National Traffic Safety Administration is handing out the first ever whistleblower award, the agency giving over $24 million to former Hyundai engineer Kim Guang-ho for providing information about Safety Act violations by Hyundai and Kia. It's in connection with problems with an engine that had the potential to catch fire. Kim telling Reuters she is happy to be compensated for the risks she took to protect owners of the defective vehicles, as she called them. The payout is the first under the whistleblower program that was established by past legislation in 2015. Wall Street, well, it had a losing day in Tuesday trading, all three major indexes down. And in the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.